The spiritual, the paranormal, angels,
demons,
off-worlders,
UFOs,
conspiracies,
weird weather, seen and the unseen. It's Sight Unseen with your host, psychic and medium, Danielle Agnew.
Hey everybody, Danielle Agnew here with you on Sight Unseen, only on mtradio.net. Happy Wednesday, you guys. I love the fact that we broadcast live from the mtradio.net studios every Wednesday, and I'll tell you why. Not only do we have a magnificent platform here at mtradio.net, but we are online to the entire world, and I happen to really love that. You know, I've worked a lot in media. I continue to do so. I'm gifted with a wonderful FM radio show here on the mornings on the planet here in Montana in Billings. And one of the things that I love about internet radio is that we have the ability to reach everybody at all times. And it's fascinating. I will get Facebook comments from people in different countries while we're listening to the show. So I want to welcome you guys here on Wednesday. I love that we're midweek. This is your midweek pick-me-up. It's Radio Wednesday, of course, followed by The Soul with my co-host Roy Pack. So thank you for joining me on Sight Unseen today. We have a terrific show. Lots of topics that you guys have been emailing me about this week, a majority of which have to do with transition. What we're going to be talking about first here is this anxiety that everybody has been feeling. I mean, I'm not an anxiety girl, you guys. I'm just not, okay? I am about the most laid-back person in many, many ways that you could possibly imagine. And coming up to Halloween, I was hit with this unbelievable wave of anxiety, and it was intense. It was like a two tequila shot night. Seriously, I'm like, oh my God, this is terrifying. And it was so intense that I did identify it as something that would not necessarily be intrinsic to just what I was feeling. It was something in addition to hormones or my own stuff or whatnot. I mean, it washed over me so broadly that I was actually inspired to post about it on Facebook. I posted about it on Facebook and I threw it out to you guys and said, look, is anybody else besides me feeling this unbelievable wave of anxiety? Now, this was the night before Halloween. And for those that follow basically Samhain or Samhain, if you're to tie it in English, the Celtic New Year. This is a time of year when the ethers thin greatly. So I just figured I was picking up some weirdo vibe out there someplace. Well, of course, last week you may note that the sun had a fascinating 80,000 mile wide hole in the corona, and it was a sunspot. And typically there's a mass coronal ejection or a coronal mass injection, if I'm to say it in the right order, that will spew out of that 80,000 mile wide sunspot, and it will just pile the earth with all sorts of radiation and all kinds of things that we're protected by with our magnetosphere. This was a weirdo sunspot. It actually had solar flares. Now, we think of solar flares as something that flashes out into space. Actually, it's just the opposite. A solar flare will flare back into the sun. Because you guys got to remember, the sun is hollow. It's a gas ball. Okay, so it's not like, you know, it's hitting the surface of the sun. The sun is gas. It's gaseous. So basically, last week, during this time of this thin ether window, there was this gigantor 80,000 mile wide hole in the sun's corona with solar flares ejecting energy back into the sun. Now, that's still going to affect the Earth because we had a lot of geomagnetic disturbances last week, a lot of technical issues. That's what happens when you light up the ionosphere. It lights up like a Roman candle and it affects our communication, our computers, everything else. This also affects moods, you guys, moods. Really, because the sun being a giant gaseous ball, all right, that's 96 million miles away, which is kind of close, actually, in space distances. That's like from here to Bozeman, for those of you who live in Montana. For those of you that are listening in Southern California, that's basically from LA to San Diego, okay? So when you look at the ramifications emotionally that a solar flare can have on the Earth, it interrupts that ionospheric net around the Earth, guys. And that interferes with brainwave activity. Our brain is an electromagnetic organ. I talk about this all the time on the show. Whenever you have either coronal mass ejections, which we tend to think of as, quote, solar flares, but they're not, or we have mass solar flares, which we did last week, coming from this, there was only over 40 of them, coming from this 80,000 mile wide hole in the sun. Folks, it's going to affect the noggin. Okay, it's just flat science. It's going to affect the noggin. It's going to affect the geomagnetic ley lines of the Earth. It's going to affect the vortex system. It's going to affect everything. And everybody out there who is walking around in a flesh suit, every living person out there and every non-living person, every piece of spirit life, is an electromagnetic energy signature. So basically what I'm telling you guys is that every single person that's listening tonight on some level is psychic, okay? On some level, you possess spiritual gifts to perceive on an extrasensory level, which is what we call psychic activity. Now, I know there are some people out there saying, oh, that's a bunch of baloney and I'm not psychic. And oh, first of all, let it be known that I think the word psychic is goofy, okay? I really do. This is a word that the media has assigned to me. I've gotten comfortable with it because people actually know, you know, what a psychic is as opposed to a clairvoyant, because you never want to go there. People are like, what? What are you talking about? However, you are psychic to a degree. And you might not be comfortable with that term, but you're intuitive to a degree. You are made to pick up electromagnetic signals from the air, from the earth, from the sky. That's what the brain does. It's an electromagnetic organ. So last week, people are flipping out because of this anxiety that's hitting them. And posting about it on my Facebook page, which you can find, by the way, if you go to facebook.com/Danielle Agnew, E-G-N-E-W. I have two pages. I have that page and my psychic medium page, which is danielleagnew.psychicmedium. Because I'm super original, just cutting edge original here. So if you go there, you'll see this conversation of almost 100 people weighing in from different parts of the country, in different parts of the world, actually, talking about the exact same anxiety symptoms, which I found utterly fascinating. And yes, I do a ton of work as a medium and a psychic, guys, but I love data. I'm kind of a science nerd. I'm a huge science geek. And I love to watch data pile up, because then it's not just my word you're taking, okay? You're actually looking at a Facebook page, looking at all of these people's different experiences that they're having and saying, wow, okay, we definitely have something going on, whatever this is. So last week, this heightened level of anxiety was exacerbated by the fact that we had this massive solar flare situation going on with the sun. Now, I found this not remarkably unusual, because a lot of times when there's solar flares or full moons, people go a little cray-cray. You know, we've got that geomagnetic organ that attaches to the earth, our brain, that flips out whenever anything changes. What I found fascinating was that the science community found this sunspot to be so unusually weird that they're going to cover it in solar conferences for many, many years. We're actually in a high point for solar flare activity right now. And the fact that this ginormous 80,000 mile wide hole in the sun's corona did not emit one coronal mass ejection, not one. The fact that it was all shooting, all of that energy was shooting backwards into the sun, that was highly unusual. Now, not completely unprecedented, but extremely unusual. So the scientific community had no idea whatsoever why there was not one CME and everything, coronal mass ejection, and everything was a flare going backwards. With a spot that big, that energy, typically, something will spew out and the sun barfs a little bit and feels better. Kind of like after you drank too many really cheap, sweet drinks on a two-for-one night. So the sun typically is, it's not predictable, but we kind of typically have its behavior down. This was weird. Now, at the same time this is all going down, And again, Google all of this if you'd like to know more about it. This is science. You can find it online everywhere. This is not my opinion. This is science stuff. So is the following comment. Google online Earth-sized spaceships coming from the sun. I love this. You will see these images taken from observatories who have really large telescope arrays trained on the sun. That's what they do. They watch the sun. And you will see these ginormous, bigger than the Earth actually, sized groupings of several different triangles put together. So they kind of make a square with a circle in the middle, like somebody's demented blocks project if you're 5 years old. And these things are coming out of the sun. Now, here's what's fascinating about this. I talk a lot about our off-world community, a lot of our ETs and aliens and all that. The sun, you guys, again, is a giant ball of hydrogen, and there's a ton of gravity contained in there. And whenever you have that much power and gravity, you have a wormhole. You have the ability to use that giant ball of hydrogen as a jump point from here to there if you actually have the technology that can withstand it and know how to utilize that much gravity and that much energy, okay? So there's all of these awesome pieces of documentation all over. Go to YouTube and Google Earth-sized UFOs coming out of the sun. You're going to see different observatories from all over the world documenting these particular huge, large craft coming in and out of the sun. Well, duh, these guys whose technology is far greater than ours is using the sun as a runway or a jump point, which is really, really cool. So you think about this giant 80,000 mile wide hole in the sun's corona. That's a big sucker, you guys. That's the size of many, many Jupiters and many, many Earths. It's just humongous. And you think about the energy not being ejected from the sun's corona, but going back into the sun. And
here's how we're going to explain a wormhole on today's show.
If you have a water balloon and it's full of water, imagine on the inside of the balloon, the ability to poke a hole from the inside and have the water drain from the inside into the hole. Now, obviously, the balloon's going to shrink, but the outside of the balloon is not punctured. You're puncturing the inside of the balloon in the middle of the water, and it's invisibly leaking somewhere, and it's deflating the balloon. Now, say somewhere in your kitchen, all of a sudden, a stream of water just starts coming out of thin air, and it gets your floor all wet. That's called a white hole. A black hole is what sucks light in. A white hole ejects particle matter, light, everything else on the other side. So we have this 80,000 mile wide hole in the sun's corona. We have no coronal mass injections. They are 100% solar flares. All of this extra energy that the sun has emitted is sucking backwards into the sun rather than blowing outwards. And again, a solar flare is not unusual. But to have a hole this big and to have not one CME is so unusual. They're going to cover this in scientific sun gatherings for years to come and try to figure out why this happened. Well, duh, you've got the inside of this hydrogen ball that's acting as a runway. The inside is being temporarily opened. These very large craft are coming through. You can't open a door without some breeze happening. You ever go into your kitchen and open your kitchen door and your bathroom door swings open? It creates a vacuum. Vacuums happen in space too. Space is a vacuum, you guys. So you move anything and it's going to move. So basically, we have this fascinating phenomenon that is corresponding with the coming and going of very large craft out of the sun. Fabulous. We got a caller coming in here. Caller, you are on Sight Unseen with your host, Danielle Agnew. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Bill and I'm from Montana. And I'm a big fan, Danielle. I just wanted to say that, have you ever heard of the Electric Sun Theory? I hear you speaking about the sun being, a hydronuclear fission reaction, but have you ever heard of the
Electric Sun Theory? No, I have not, and I would love you to tell our listeners all about it. Go for it.
It's listen to what you're saying. I went on and looked at the Earth-sized spaceships and in the images here, and it's really interesting. Now, the electric sun theory is an old theory about that the sun is actually electric, and it derives its power from everything around it rather than, like, a nuclear reaction in its core. And when you really look at this theory, it explains how spaceships and you know, objects that could derive their power from the sun in exactly the way you're explaining.
This is so cool. And tell our listeners one more time, it's called the electric sun theory.
Electric sun theory. Google electric sun theory. And when you go to that, there's a lot of articles. It's an old train of thought. I believe the 70s or 60s is when people first started, maybe even older. But it really fits into what you're talking about.
Bill, this is great. This is so cool. This is really, really cool, actually, because when you're looking at these images, and it sounds like you went ahead and Googled some of these images of these huge ships coming and going, and the videos of these things coming and going, and it also, the electric sun theory, I'm going to absolutely look into that. Again, we're dealing with the EMF waves. We're dealing with the electromagnetic organ in the body called the brain. And so if we're dealing with...
Exactly.
Okay, so this is huge stuff. This is fantastic.
Well, I just wanted to leave you with that. And when you look at the electric sun theory, it ties in a lot of different things that have to do with extraterrestrials and space travel and everything. I'm going to leave you with that, Danielle. Thank you very much. Love your show.
Thank you very much, man. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, Bill, the electric sun theory. I got to look that one up. That's going to be so exciting. You know, a lot of what we deal with our temporal travelers and our off-world community is unbelievable uses of not only magnets, but other types of metals that we don't even have here on the Earth in rotation. That's how they create their zero buoyancy. That's what I call it with anti-gravity, but it's really zero buoyancy. They create this unbelievable hull around their craft, like the hull of a ship, by creating, when I have clocked into how they work, and just psychically when I've looked at it, it looks like a wave cancellation in music or in sound, and I won't bore you guys with the physics of that, but it's really interesting. So I got to look up this electric sun theory. That would probably have a lot to do with this craft and how they actually make these things run, spinning against, they have two hulls that spin together. It's really fascinating. What a great call. Thank you. You know, another thing to pay attention to, guys, when you're out there Googling all this stuff, if you actually look on my Facebook page, again, not that I'm trying to plug my Facebook page, it just happens to be where I've posted this stuff. You will see that recently I posted an amazing video of a former scientist who worked for Hughes, and he worked at Area 51, and actually an older gentleman who just passed away. It's a 32-minute video. It is definitely worth your time to watch this. This elderly gentleman with literally photographs, and it's kind of funny because he's holding up these photographs to the camera and just talking about his experiences. There are all kinds of pictures of not only of a portion of our off-world community, what people mistake for grays. They're actually not grays, but they look a lot like them. The ones that they're working with at Area 51, amongst several other off-world communities. And this guy who's a scientist gets on there and starts speaking about the years that go back with Area 51, how we have worked with this technology, what it is. He's showing all these pictures. He talks about his perspective as a scientist. And for him, it doesn't exist unless there's data. And especially if you're an intuitive person, you can watch this guy and you basically know he's not full of beans, okay? Because you would think, oh God, here comes another weirdo who's 50 billion years old and he's on his deathbed and he's going to talk all about, of course, what he's seen at Area 51. But this gentleman has put out a series of these videos on YouTube talking again all about what can be found at Area 51 for all of these different reasons. And it's some intense stuff. So if you want to know what's going on, it's out there, you guys. I hate to sound like Fox Mulder here, but the truth is out there. It is out there. We just don't want to know about the truth. So we pretend it's other things. We pretend that excuse me, he was a scientist for Lockheed Martin. I just checked my own, Lockheed Martin, not Hughes. His name is Boyd Bushman. And Boyd Bushman was the gentleman who I'm talking about, the scientist for Lockheed Martin. So go ahead and look up Boyd Bushman. And that's, you know, B-O-Y-D Bush, B-U-S-H-M-A-N, on YouTube. Because this man will explain in depth to you what he has seen and dealt with as a scientist dealing with this phenomenon. So how this ties in to our anxiety and what we've been dealing with here on the Earth, this is a very pivotal time in the Earth's timeline, guys. And I'll tell you why. From a psychic perspective, a spiritual perspective, back in 2011, for those that were following Haunted Playground on LA Talk Radio when I was doing that show with Sheena Metal, I talked a lot about the geothermal disturbances that we were going to be experiencing starting in 2013, but really carrying over to 2014 and the beginning of 2015. And we are dead on that timeline right now. And when I say geothermal, we're talking volcanoes, okay? We're talking big volcano action. And back in 2011, that was, of course, during the time right before the Japan earthquake was when I started talking about all this. And we hadn't really had giant volcano expulsions yet. And most of that was coming this year. Since then, of course, we've had good old Mount Kilauea in Hawaii. She is booming so hard and producing so much magma that they've had to redirect the magma or try and evacuate sections of towns. There was an enormous eruption in September, the end of this year in September in Japan, of such a big eruption of a mountain over there that they did not see coming, that they're still fishing out bodies. I believe the death toll is up to 40, 49, right in there. And it makes me sad because Japan, you know, obviously they are on the western edge of the Ring of Fire. So they have all kinds, really all kinds of scientific data in place to basically be able to detect a mountain blowing. That's what they do. And they did not feel, this particular eruption coming. And of course, they weren't going to necessarily feel it coming because this was what was called a shallow vent eruption. And they really weren't sure how to direct that or how to predict that. That's a sideways vent instead of something coming up big and strong from the bottom. You can feel that in tremors in the earth. Sideways vents are just like steam vents that blow sideways and it takes off the top of a mountain. So unfortunately, there were many that died there. And there are other volcanoes around the world. I won't give you each one, but they're rumbling like crazy. Unfortunately, from a psychic perspective, I've been looking at two volcanoes in Japan for a while now. Not the one that blew. These are ones that haven't blown yet. One is in the very south part of Japan, and one is about in the middle. These are on the right-hand side of the island, if you're looking at it on a map, when I see these images. And both of these mountains blow. And they blow, this is a future event, they blow one right after the other. Boom, boom. Regrettably, one of these mountains, I keep seeing a nuclear power plant that's right by it, and I'm not sure if that's been fired up or not fired up. I want to say they're refiring it up is the feeling that I get from this. And that's going to cause, obviously, some enormous difficulty as you have these huge mountains that are blowing right next to nuclear power plants. And I really want to be wrong about this one, guys. I've seen this replay itself many, many times over many years, and this just flat sucks. So, you know, when we're dealing with the lessons of the planet and the ramifications of a nuclear power plant that has the potential of being blown apart by a very large volcano, and again, this is psychic prediction stuff, guys. I'm not trying to, this is not on the news feed here. This is on the psychic news feed. When I look at that, my heart just drops for this country because what I see is such an expansion of nuclear yuck that goes up into this ash that travels and hits China and drops into the ocean and travels all over the country of Japan that it renders a lot of Japan unlivable. I mean, just in Tokyo alone, you guys, 50 million people in one city, 50 freaking million people in one city. So to think about the level of casualties here is unbelievable. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is not to be doom and gloom Debbie over here, but to put forward the issue of anxiety. Okay, I'm going to tie this all together because I know this is getting a little wide swathed topic-wise, but there's a theme to my madness here. Here's the thing. I started the top of this hour letting you guys all know that everybody who's listening on some level is spiritually intuitive. We are a spirit in a flesh body. We are psychic. There's no way around that. Okay? Now, when we feel huge future events as a body together, as one body together, we notice it. We can feel as a people, as a body, like a big radio antenna, future events that are coming, which will affect the many because we are infinitely connected to one another, human beings, regardless whether you're Republican, Democrat, nothing, black, white, gay, straight, whatever, we are all infinitely Bluetoothed to one another. And part of our soul lesson at this time on the planet Earth is to be able to transcend our differences because we're going to need to, gang. I hate to tell you, we're going to need to come together to help each other, especially when the country of Japan is going to suffer some very serious setbacks here coming up. And again, I would love to be wrong about this. This is one prediction I would love to be flat wrong about. I don't get off on predicting death and doom. I'm bringing this up because the amount of anxiety that people are feeling is commensurate with the type of devastation that would come along with two mountains blowing in Japan and one definitely blowing apart a nuclear power plant. So there's two big, huge events I'm looking at on the timeline. I'm looking at our humanity responding to it. And two things are happening. Two things are happening. People are experiencing anxiety and they don't know why. Obviously, for the geomagnetic reasons that we talked about with the sun. Yeah, we've got the electric sun theory to look into thanks to our caller. In addition to that, and our ionosphere lighting up, we have some world events on our timeline that are going to go down that are going to challenge the human race. Now, this is not meant to freak everybody out, you guys. The earth moves and ticks and pops all the time. And when we go into these sections of change, we start to respond to the catastrophes. We pick them up before they happen. This is actually a blessing in disguise. This is for purposes of preparation. This is also for purposes of being able to come together as a species to enact change before these events happen. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about how the heck do we do that? How do we change a future event that's going to happen? How do we come together and raise that vibration so that these huge events that are going to happen have less impact? I'm Danielle Agnew. You're listening to Sight Unseen for MTRadio.net. Don't go anywhere. Sight Unseen will be right back. At Soul Sync Bodywork in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Bodywork for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook.
There is a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years,
and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God. And I think that that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhaushaunting.com.
At Rendell Marketing,
We understand that your career and your projects are your life. We offer affordable monthly packages to drive traffic to your social media pages, boosting your Twitter followers, Facebook likes, and YouTube views in large numbers. Large numbers play a large part in getting you in front of the people who want what you have to offer. Visit us today at RenvilleMarketing.com. That's R-E-N, V as in Victor, I-L-L-E, marketing.com.
Hi, Danielle Agnew here. Some people call me a psychic, others a medium, but at the end of the day, I'm just a person who works with my spiritual abilities with the intention of helping people. Reputable psychics are here to help you, not to convince you that you need them. If you find yourself too dependent on consulting a psychic for answers, it's time to take a step back. No one else but you holds the power to change your life, so trust yourself. For more information on how spiritual abilities work in our everyday life, visit the facts page on my website at danielleagnew-advisor.com.
I never believed in ghosts. I always kind of wondered, oh, there's got to be some explanation, you know, until now.
Recent Gallup polls show that 90% of Americans have either experienced some paranormal activity or believe it exists.
You have to be very careful on what you're tampering with.
They're... Shadow passed between the boards and the window. Did you see that?
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
And now, back to Sight Unseen.
Hey, everybody. We're back talking all about crazy anxiety that's been plaguing people last week. You know, and it's been tough. It's been really tough. And I hope to God I did not scare the bejesus out of everybody with the death and destruction prediction about Japan. My purpose here is not to freak everybody out. Okay, so if you're freaked out, just take a flipping deep breath, you guys, especially those of you in the Montana, Wyoming area. Yellowstone is not going to blow. I realize it's the largest volcano caldera on the earth. All these other vents are letting loose. Yellowstone's going to maintain. It's not going anyplace. So everybody doesn't need to get out of West Yellowstone tomorrow because it's going to be a fiery brimstone rain of hell. We're okay. All right. What we were talking about before the break is how anxiety has been present with so many people. And we've discussed the electric sun theory. We've discussed, well, briefly, I need to look that up. We've discussed the fact that the sun is a hydrogen ball. There's a lot of electromagnetic energy coming from that hydrogen ball. Big old 80,000 mile wide holes in the sun. No coronal mass ejections through those holes. Giant sun flares, solar flares, which do affect the ionosphere, of course. The brain is an electromagnetic organ. People are on edge. Now, where I left off was that with us going into, as a country, as a culture, as a world, going into the future, there are some larger events that I'm seeing that are going to be happening. And we as a people are really coming together in unity in our spirits, in this anxiety, feeling this stuff coming, to come together to discuss, wow, I'm feeling really tense. Do you feel tense? Yes, I do. Well, what should we do about that? The most amazing, and I mean amazing, remedies for anxiety were posted up on my Facebook page the night before Halloween as I was posting about this giant wave of anxiety that I was receiving. Unbelievable remedies. Everything from Reiki workers from Florida posting about types of stones that you could actually use. There were colleagues of mine in the Washington State area posting about meditations. There were colleagues of mine from Canada posting about different mandalas and things that can bring in peaceful healing vibrations into the room by directing their shape and color into the room. I mean, just unbelievable modalities for healing. So nothing is wasted. You guys have to remember this. Whenever we are dealing with a big disaster or an impending disaster or something that's going to go down, nothing happens for no reason. If you're experiencing a lot of anxiety right now, head on over to that Facebook page of mine and check this thread out. Seriously, it's the Thursday before Halloween. It was an unbelievable thread full of people posting their experiences and their remedies for anxiety, which quite frankly ranged from Epsom salt baths, which is something I prescribed across the board for all empaths. That's the magnesium sulfate, really helps disturb contrary energies, to hematite under the pillow, black tourmaline or obsidian under the pillow. all kinds of things to actually just chill out the body and the mind, including going out into the planet or into the grass barefoot to help ground to the planet. Now, this ties in with these earth energies and earth destructive issues that I see on the future timelines. If you're concerned about these very large events, send a lot of love back to the earth. Send healing back to the earth. Send stability back to the earth. Go out into the yard if you can stand it. I can't stand standing on grass with bare feet. That's so much energy coming at my feet. I really work hard at that. I lasted about 4 seconds before I went running back in the house that Thursday because I pull a lot of energy from, I'm a top chakra girl. It's all about the crown, the third eye, the heart, and the throat for me. So working through the root, it can be more challenging for me. But if you are a root person, root chakra person, especially any of you earth signs, that is Virgo, Taurus, or Capricorn, you guys are built to be earth transmuters. You don't have to be an earth sign to be an earth transmuter, but you're very effective if you happen to be an earth sign. So go out there, take your shoes off, stand in the grass or the dirt or whatever is not concrete. Stand in your garden, you know, who cares, whatever. Whatever is attached to the earth and draw in love through that heart chakra. That's in your chest. Draw it in and send it through your feet back to the earth. That sounds like a bunch of hocus pocus, weirdo, blobby shinola, but actually it works. Why does it work? Because we are feeling anxiety from future timelines hitting us now. So take the love now and push it to those future timelines. We have the ability to change our society if we want to by doing this kind of activity. Yes, I think it's very important to vote. I think it's very important to get out there and be socially active. Our political system is on the other end of, it's like the end of the whip cracking of spiritual intention. And right now our political system is really broken. So that's a really bad example. God, it's so broken. However, regardless of what we're talking about here, it's on the other end of a lot of energetic intention. And so if you're fearful of these upcoming events, send love into the earth. The earth is alive, you guys. The earth is flipping alive, okay? It's not some rock thing that we're hanging out on. It has a consciousness of its own. It has a heartbeat. It's called the Schumann resonance, 7.83 hertz. Our human brain clocks on to the Schumann resonance. And when our human brain is functioning at 7.83 hertz, we sleep better. We heal faster. We don't suffer from depression. Our body regenerates itself at the rate it's supposed to. I mean, a lot happens. We are in sync with the earth and the earth is alive. Okay, we are feeling the anxiety coming from future events that is going to be massive, affecting massive amounts of people. Send love to those future events. Right now in the United States alone, and I'll speak specifically for the United States, we are coming out of Election Day, which was yesterday. Dun, dun, dun. You know, for those of us that don't necessarily fall in a more conservative line of thinking, it was a little sobering to see so many states, and even here in the state of Montana, which tends to be supposedly a red state. Actually, Montana's kind of a whatever state. People like to call it conservative, but it's kind of whatever it's being in the moment. And what I'm noting is this extremely conservative movement that has taken hold of the political system right now. And I had to laugh about this because I looked at this and I have friends who are just falling apart over it going, oh my God, the country's been taken over by Nazis. Oh, people who, of course, obviously are liberally bent with those comments. And what I found fascinating about that is that we are on the precipice of such change, you guys, globally, that it doesn't freaking matter who is in the White House. It doesn't matter who is in the Senate. It does not matter who is in the House in the United States. We are on the precipice of such humongous global change that all our little piddly worries in this country are going to seem small. Now, I am not taking away from anyone's political activism or anyone's hard work or any of the work that anyone's doing in any area. I think we need to keep pushing forward with all of that. It's very important. Taking that into consideration, don't lose heart if your particular political party did not have a dominant presence in this election, because it's not really going to matter who the heck is up to bat with what we've got to deal with. We're going to have to reach across, not even reach across the aisles. We're going to have to reach across borders, religious preferences, fears of someone else's gender or sexual preference, and get real with each other to deal with the types of issues that our planet is going to have to be dealing with. And it's going to put a lot of our petty weirdness into grave perspective. And people are not going to have the tolerance for the us against them modality. We're just not. We are just not. And the extreme victimization that's happened in the United States of America as corporations have taken over the government, it's hard to run a country with money when nobody's spending it. And when there are global catastrophes, people stop spending money. They freak out. And when the almighty dollar stops a-flowing, the United States ceases to function in the way that it has been, and changes have to be made. So if you're feeling downtrodden about the fact that all of this extremely conservative modality has now flooded into some primary, quite frankly, lawmaking institutions in the country, don't worry about it. I'm not saying don't do anything about it. I'm saying don't worry about it, because, yeah, when you have a nuclear catastrophe that makes an entire country of millions of people completely unlivable, and that nuclear issue then is the whole world has to come together to deal with that. Gay people getting married seems really small compared to, oh my God, where's my clean water? So again, I'm not trying to frighten people. What I'm trying to say here is that everything happens for a reason. Darkness is pushing back pretty hard. And I am not saying if you're a Republican, you're a demon, you guys. So spare me that hate mail. What I'm saying here is that darkness is pushing back very hard. Fear is pushing back really hard right now. And a lot of the people who've gotten into power recently are very fearful people. Okay, they're fearful. They're afraid. They want to take religious rights away from other people. They want to take the right to marry away from people. They want to take women's body choices away from people because they are afraid that things are changing. And guess what, people? They are. They are. Don't be the people who fear change. And again, I could care less whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, a nothing, who cares, why bother person. It's not about that. I'm talking about the spiritual dynamics of fear and control and the Bluetooth connectivity we have to change the earth. And how nothing is an accident, and how I look at this landslide of conservatism that has flooded in to our unfortunately very controlled Senate. All these elections, you guys, are pretty controlled, and I won't get into that right now. But, you know, there's a reason that we distract people with Republicans and Democrats, because God forbid we actually look at what's going on in the world. And people are getting wise to it, and we are transcending the system that's put forward. Again, I always vote, okay? Vote, just vote, even if it's being tampered with, still vote, because the intention is there. You're putting intention into the universe. And even if the votes get pulled this way or that way, still the intention is going into the universe. And I will tell you guys, and oh, I'm going to get hate mail for this one. That's okay. If it'd probably be worse hate mail than the volcano stuff. But who was placed into positions of power across the country on election day is not actually necessarily an accurate tally of the votes. Okay? So just go with it. It's okay. There's a bigger picture here. This representation of fear needs to be in place right now to point out how absurd it is. It is absurd, the amount of petty control that's trying to be exercised in the middle of our poor planet attempting to breathe. And again, this is not a Republican or a Democrat issue. You know, obviously, I tend to vote Democrat. I tend to vote liberal when I'm voting. Duh. However, I have extremely good friends of mine who are Republicans, and they're fiscal Republicans, not social Republicans. I just believe that everybody basically should have the right to do what they want to do with their money. That's where their Republicanism stops. You know, I could care less what your political party is. I want to know what your motivation is. I want to know what your intention is. I want to know how you are planning on living in a global society where we don't get to be 1945 pre-war America living over here in our little puddle, happy to be Americans. I'm thrilled to be an American. I love being an American. I'm also a very globally minded American, for as globally minded as Americans can be. And guys, I hate to tell you, but we're kind of myopic over here because we're only attached to Canada and Mexico, and mostly we party with those guys. So, you know, we're not really talking about the same kind of global consciousness that the European nations have had for, good Lord, 1,000 years, you know, of living together and fighting together. And I'm not putting this down, guys. I'm just saying, let's keep ourselves in perspective, and let's keep in perspective what's going on in our nation. And regardless of where your religious or not views sit, or your political views or not sit, you are part of a global family, and your intention matters, and what you think matters. And if you lead out in fear, and I'm gonna hit my fellow Democrats with this. What do you think of this, Democrats? If I hear you all just crying and moaning and laying in the street and thinking, oh my God, the world is over, and where's that intention? No, it's not. No, it's not. We have a broken political system that now has people in office that does not even necessarily reflect the vote count. Okay. Don't lay down and die, people. Get out there and bring the change you want to see. You know, as a matter of fact, Sean, who runs the station over here, posted on his Facebook page some very, very interesting ideas that he had regarding revamping the United States of America. And people got in there and they were, you know, weighing in about what they thought was good or bad or whatever. And Sean Ashley Wilson, I want you to go look him up on Facebook, and I want you to find his post, and I want you to see what you think about it. If you agree or disagree, you know, let us know over here. Sean, actually, what is our email address if people want to write in and tell us yay, nay, or indifferent?
Well, they can email to play@mtradio.net.
That's fantastic, because I want to know what you guys think about this. We need to make sure that we keep our head on straight going into this next year. We've got a lot of global catastrophes that are pretty huge that are going to happen. And we're not going to have the ability to sit there and just scream and yell and throw mud at each other back and forth. You know, people never want to talk politics, and they never want to talk religion, ever, on radio shows, because people are terrified of having an opinion and having that opinion to come back to haunt them. Well, here's the deal, you guys. I have plenty of opinions, okay? And if they haunt me, they haunt me. I'm not here to tear anybody's way of life down. I'm here to tell you that everybody's way of life has validity to it. And until we can weigh in with what works in everybody's life, we're hosed. As long as the many suffer because a few withhold, we're hosed. As long as there are sections of the country, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter what, that believes that we will never, ever get better than where we're at now because some party has control, quote, end quote, of the nation, we're hosed. And none of that is true. You want to change this? I'll tell you what, I put this challenge out to you guys. All right. If you think I'm completely full of beans, high as a kite over here on my own ideology, I put this challenge out to you. You go outside in your yard if you don't live in a place that's a billion degrees below zero. Okay. Get some bare feet on. Go out there and stand there in your yard where there's ground or grass. Stand there for 1 minute a day for the next 2 weeks. And I do not care what your political persuasion is. I do not care what your religious persuasion is. Go out and stand there. And what you shoot into the ground through your feet is, I wish nothing but peace and unity for this planet and the people who live upon it. Amen. So it is. Blessed be. Call it square. Think about that intention for 1 minute a day for 2 weeks. For those of you that live in frozen areas right now already, actually mostly winter is coming. It hasn't really hit us in the north all that much yet. But if you can't stand on the ground, go out and touch a tree and do it. The tree is attached to the ground, clearly. So touch the tree, let that energy flow downward. If we all did this once a day, regardless of political persuasion, regardless of religious background or non-background, regardless if we like your neighbor or not, regardless of if we think if it's hooey or not, if we just held 1 minute's worth of space a day and attached ourselves to the earth and said, I wish nothing but peace and unity for this planet and the people upon it. And focused on that over and over like a mantra. If you got to say that sentence over and over again, like you're doing a rosary or Buddhist prayer beads, flip and do it. But if we all did that for 2 weeks straight for 1 minute, a miraculous thing would happen. We would look at our news feeds and we would start to see a lot less fighting and we would see a lot less discourse. Now, the news needs to sell papers, so they'll go find, you know, something. Cat in tree talks and speaks Japanese. I mean, they'll find something to get out there and push. If you think I'm full of beans, try this. Try it. If nothing else, what you're going to see first is a change in your own life. Because you're not pushing your own agenda. You're not saying, I'm a Democrat, and I want the Democrats' version of peace. You're not saying, I'm a Republican, and I want the Republicans' version of peace. You're not saying, I'm a Buddhist, and I want the Buddhist version of peace. I want the Christian version of peace, the Muslim version, the Hindu version. You are simply wishing peace and unity. And you are giving it up to the powers that be. I'll call it God, so we know who I'm talking about. Or science, or energy, or whatever your kink is. You're giving it up for the modality to be handled. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't do something every single day to better our life. And we do have activism, and we do have good action every day. We need to take action also to bring about change. And being in peace is taking an action. Being in peace and not fearing is taking an action. So when all of this is going to blow out and get all weird and everybody's all in hysterics and, you know, I look at the political party fighting and I'm just like, oh, for God's sakes, does anybody actually buy into any of this anymore? This is getting so old. Good God. We are going to experience great transcendence because guess who's tired of living in the crap of all of this? We are. I want to give you some hope here, people. When I look psychically onto the world, you know what I see? A majority of people who are over the BS. That's the majority, not the minority. It is the majority. They are pushing a minority fight value. They're pushing all kinds of horrible Ebola scares, which, by the way, there's going to be no Ebola outbreak. I talk about this a lot. No Ebola outbreak. Let it go. It's not happening. So try this on 1 minute a day. Going outside, let that anxiety that you're feeling go into the earth. Give it to the earth. You think this giant spinning electromagnet that we are living upon, it doesn't know how to absorb your anxiety? Doesn't know how to suck that electromagnetic energy off of your brain and say, hey, this is discourse. Let me take this freaky discourse you're having in your brain and pull it into the earth. We need to couple our action, our everyday action, and our right action, and holding those accountable and ourselves accountable with spiritual action as well. One without the other nets nothing. Wanting to push change for the specific agenda of pushing change nets nothing. I was agreeing with Sean's post today on his Facebook page about the Occupy movement. He made a comment about the Occupy movement being widely publicized, yet it had no purpose. It had no focus besides the actual, I'm a hipster and I'm going to protest. Now, he didn't say that part. I said that part. But Sean, explain a little bit more before we're out of time what your take on the Occupy movement's lack of direction was, because it's pertinent to a point I'm going to bring up.
Well, I just feel like they didn't have any clearly outlined goals for themselves. And, you know, I was intrigued by what they were doing at the time, but I myself wouldn't get involved because I couldn't really latch on to anything, you know, specifically any action items like that need to happen, you know. And that's what I wanted to see. Was it was some fuzzy ideas but no action items.
Exactly. And notice the words that our fine Virgo station runner used over here. There was no action items, and that's true. That was my biggest complaint about the Occupy movement, was it was just a bunch of people getting a reason to go sit there and be pissed, basically.
Yeah.
And okay, fine. Right on. Now, from a spiritual perspective, that's putting out a lot of intention into the ethers of we are disappointed with this. Imagine if the Occupy movement would have had their spiritual head on and said, you know what, we're going to focus on, as you put it, one action item.
I feel like it was kind of like phase one. It brought awareness out, but it didn't do anything.
Absolutely. It brought awareness, and it brought to awareness people's willingness to become part of a movement. Mm-hmm. Now, if they could just have a point to the movement, that would be fabulous.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I'm not, listen, I know people who are totally into the Occupy movement, and I am not meaning to be offensive in any way, shape, or form. I think it was very important, as Sean pointed out, as a step towards consciousness of change. I think it was very important for that reason. Yet, as we go forward, you guys, as we go forward, let's take the power and reach of the Occupy movement, yet give it a point, give it a focus. I would like to have Occupy a patch of your front yard for 1 minute and come out there, and that's my Occupy. Occupy a patch of your front yard for 1 minute in your bare feet and wish peace and unity to all in the world. Do you think any one agenda will be able to be pushed in that environment? We're talking peace and unity, people. That means something has to happen greater than ourselves in order to achieve unity and peace. I may have part of the puzzle in one area. Joe Blow may have another part of the puzzle in the other area. I may be a liberal. He may be a conservative. Whoopie-doo. We all have a piece of the puzzle. I am over demonizing one another. I'm sick of it. It's getting stupid and it's not solving anything. And a majority of people out there, when I psychically and spiritually look into it, they're sick of it too. It takes a lot of energy to demonize a group of people. It takes a lot of energy to hate gay people. It takes a lot of energy to hate Muslims. It takes a lot of energy to hate anyone. And the amount of fear that's taken into consideration there and traps a person is completely counterproductive to what we're going to have to band together and do. I got news for you, people. You're going to have to deal with your gay neighbors when the water problem gets to the point where, oh my God, we really need to be sharing and rationing. You're going to have to. I got news for you, Christians. You're going to have to deal with the Muslim population when all of a sudden people are migrating over here because there's huge radiation problems. And the United States says, oh my God, we are humanitarian and we need to uptake some folks. And I have news for you, all of you very, 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 very zealous. I'm going to pick on my own people, my zealous liberal folks. You're going to have to make room for all the religious conservatives because we don't live on an island and we need to work together. All you religious conservatives, you're going to have to make room for all the psychics who are gay because we have got to work together. Lay down your arms with one another. And go into unity, you guys, please. This is going to help your anxiety. It's going to help the planet. We are one people. I love you all. I love you all. Even if you think I'm a crackpot, I still love you because you got a brain and you are a powerful person on this planet and you can bring about change. Guys, I'm Danielle Agnew. You can always catch me here every single Wednesday from 7 to 8 on Sight Unseen. Check me out on Facebook and Twitter, Danielle Agnew, E-G-N-E-W. You can check out my website, Danielle Agnew, EGNEW-advisor.com. Hit me up here at sightunseen@mtradio.net if you want to talk about the show. Tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like, or just tell me howdy. And make sure to stick around for The Soul with my co-host Roy Pack coming up, talking about the dynamics of anxiety, what that does to the self, how to overcome those, and how to consciously make a difference in your life by taking control of that which scares you. I'm Danielle Agnew. You're listening to Sight Unseen. Stick around for The Soul coming up next.